Me and my wife and my brother Joe took off in the Ford from San Pedro. I hadn't much gas and the tires was low, but that old Ford would really go. It was somewhere along about the middle of the night, we was ripping along like people might, when a Mercury behind began to blink his lights. He honked his horn and he blew out of sight. He had twin pots and a clumsy clutch and a speed no other car could touch. And to you folks that don't dig the jive, that's two carburetors and an overdrive. We made grease spots out of many good town and left the cop running round and round. They wouldn't chase, they'd run and hide, and me and that Mercury stayed side by side. We're Ford men and we both knew that we would race till something blew. My car shook, the engine cried, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side.
I used to drive a dog. Yeah, man, the slowest thing in town. And everywhere I went, the people ran me down. They'd say, let's put them on the track. So I bought a Pontiac.
Well, you've heard the story of the 409. It's a little deuce coupe that ran so fine. Both cars were running everything off the track until they tried turning on my Pontiac. It was quite a scene when they tangled with that mean machine. This group pulled up beside me on the line. Burned like a kitten, everything was fine. The driver rolled down his window, said, you're what a cop. I said,
man, I'm gonna take that dog for a walk.
When the light turns green, you're gonna see a mean machine. Well, I flew down the corridor like a bird of the rain. Made the group look like a sickly thing. So then his buddy, for a time, said,
put that Pontiac beside mine.
So I gave her the gas and let it down the track.
Are you a kid who wanted to drive in all the races or the countryside? He got a car built like a dream. Hopped that up and he called it the Queen. Then one day his big break came, a chance to gain both wealth and fame. He knew he had to win this race, he had to take first place. The crowd was pouring in through the gates, the popcorn smell was thick with the race. The kid looked cool in his coat and belt. He put on his helmet, snapped his safety belt. He could hear his name on the lips of the crowd, and he bet on himself because he felt so proud. The gun had sounded and the time had come for the kid's big race begun. Just hummed and seemed to purr with the scream of tires on every curve. His steel eyes glued upon the track. The kid pressed on, never looking back. He could see his darling's anxious face. He could feel her kiss at the end of the race. Just one more chance, just one more bend. And the kid.
Well, down in West Virginia, there's a place I know. Got a little boogie, and the way it goes, it's called a hot rod boogie. Yeah, a hot rod boogie. Now, a hot rod boogie makes you boogie woogie all night long. Well, all the little girls come from miles around, watch the little boys put their cars around, and do the hot rod boogie. Yeah, the hot rod boogie. Yeah, the hot rod boogie makes you boogie woogie all night long. The pantry looks a trick off the job. The twin carburetor